Command number 61. Trust and have faith in God. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22. Do not be faithless, but believing. John 20:27. Faith is truly one of the most complex attributes of spirituality. It is a word bandied about easily and casually by the unbelieving world as readily as it is used in the believing world. Whereas a term like righteousness is ridiculed by the world, faith is widely considered a virtue. The world is on good and pleasant terms with faith, or so it would like to think. But everything depends on what is the basis for the so-called faith the world pretends to honor. Is it having faith in your star? Having faith in your guardian angel? Is it a nebulous feeling about life in general and the belief that everything will somehow turn out okay? These are not what Jesus meant. Jesus commands us, have faith in God. Faith in God carries monstrous implications. Such faith is obviously founded on knowing who God is. How can we trust Him if we are clueless about His essential character and how He works and what are His purposes? Trust implies falling in with those purposes, aligning ourselves with the direction God is going and the direction He wants us to go. All this is implied by Jesus' words, and since the way we get to know God is from what Jesus told us about Him, and from the astounding fact that Jesus said that God the Father was just like Him, only greater, then faith in God also implies trust in Jesus. The two trusts, in Jesus and in God, are inseparable because the Father and Son are inseparable. The complexity of faith is heightened yet more in that its two intrinsic components are seeming opposites. Trust requires the brain of a man and the heart of a child. It has often been said that Christianity is a thinking man's religion. That does not make it primarily an intellectual religion. Its truths cannot be apprehended by the intellect alone. But intellectual rigor is the all-important first half of the equation. Jesus repeatedly emphasizes the necessity of hard thought, of applying oneself to understand, of being mentally engaged with the principles of truth. Yet hydrogen alone cannot sustain temporal life any more than intellectualism can lead to eternal life. Oxygen is required in the spirit world as well to energize hydrogen's life-giving properties, the spirit oxygen of childlike trust. Combine the two elements, the brain of a man and the heart of a child, and a miracle of eternal life is born. It is the miracle of faith. The following is an excerpt from C.S. Lewis' Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 12, Faith. I know the words, leave it to God, can be misunderstood, but they must stay for the moment. The sense in which a Christian leaves it to God is that he puts all his trust in Christ, trusts that Christ will somehow share with him the perfect human obedience which he carried out from his birth to his crucifixion, that Christ will make the man more like himself. To trust him means, of course, trying to do all that he says. There would be no sense in saying you trusted a person if you would not take his advice. Thus, if you have really handed yourself over to him, it must follow that you are trying to obey him. Christians have often disputed as to whether what leads the Christian home is good actions or faith in Christ. The answer to that nonsense is that if what you call your faith in Christ does not involve taking the slightest notice of what he says, then it is not faith at all. Not faith or trust in him, but only intellectual acceptance of some theory about him. The Bible really seems to clinch the matter when it puts the two things together in one amazing sentence. The first half is, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling," which looks as if everything depended on us and our good actions. But the second half goes on, "For it is God who worketh in you," which looks as if God did everything and we nothing. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to have faith and trust in God. I want to live in moment by moment trust in you, in your character, in your goodness, in your care for me and for all the world. Give me both the intellectual vigor and the childlike simplicity of heart to trust you and believe you and have faith in you. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.